Look, relate to you, I can't if you's a fake nigga. With level 4 in the state, what your mistakes get you? Rap niggas, they just wanna double date with you. Twit pick and show these hoes that they affiliate with you. Labels, you should treating rappers like a slave, nigga. Starving artists, just be happy with your fame, nigga. Shit changed, now it's such a different game. All the niggas like myself is controlling everything. If you pay attention, see exactly what I mean. Fuck the middleman, I said that in 2003. Was 18, white Lincoln, chrome feet. Black 40 was my pillow, every night I go to sleep. Grown niggas treat me like they OG. Holding on to every word that the tiny loke speaks. I had a vision that nobody else could see. Sold my shit to D-Mac, a little less than 10 G's. Brought my grocery bag of cash straight to Black Sam. He matched the nigga, next day we went to Sam Ash. He bought a Pro Tools and a microphone. Studio was far from plush, but them lights was on. Couple hundred thousand stashed at my mama's home. Real estate in Atlanta, but ain't nobody know. Mac 11's in the safe, hidden in the flow. My bro did it like nobody that I've ever known. Screens on every wall with 16 camera angles. Double pane, bulletproof glass, pushing past the haters. Cuban links and Rolexes, photo check from Epic. This industry ain't gotta like us, but they gon' respect it. Built the label up, from money we were saving up. No details to the statute of limitations up. Couple niggas got flipped trying to play with us. The demonstrations speak loud, so I ain't saying much. Was a charismatic nigga, I don't play as much. Cause life is real when you live it in a place like us. School pictures cracking smiles, now my face is stuck. Shell shocked to see how much they really hated us. Couldn't keep a kind heart, get your hatred up. Street smarts, nigga get your information up. Watching belly smoking blunts take Jamaican puffs. One day I'ma have a house and car like Jamaican cuz. Credits roll back to stress pound breaking up. Had to fight before we hustled and it made us tough. Early 90s neighbors rooster used to wake us up. Mama had a bucket and a shack but we ain't make a fuss. Blue Cutlass, no license, 380 tucks. 96 Caprice, both the fast were saving up. They getting packed out if niggas try to fade with us. Crenshaw, Slauson, true stories, oh, play the drum.
Yeah, man, just keep it thugged out, man. We're gonna keep the business alive forever. We don't, you know, we have to let everybody's legacy live on with the next generation. So, you know, as far as, you know, Tupac, we're gonna keep him alive as long as we're alive. And God bless, we do that they do the same thing for us when we leave and just keep our legacy alive and make sure our music pumping in as many stereos as possible when we leave here, because, you know, death is inevitable and that God is going to call everybody's cell phone one day. So when we leave here, we just want to make sure that as great as we've been, they respect us like that, you know? If we've been shitty people, respect us like that. But once we leave and we did great, just, you know, put us on the shelf with the greats. And, you know, dust our trophy off every now and then, just so people can see it shine. And just keep our light and our legacy alive. Pour out a little liquor for your homies every time you sip. And, you know, shout out some of your homies on your song.
That ain't me. You gonna make it this far.
This is. What's up, party people? And the place to be is Southern Mercy. Reminding you to make sure you check out Westside Wednesday. Brought to you every Wednesday evening on the Jesus Radio Blog Talk Show. Thanks to all our sponsors, BGP Media, 3 Cadillac, BD Harrison, 1 World Magazine. We are looking forward to seeing you there. Westside Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the world famous Jesus Show. See ya.
Yo, 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 what up with it? Welcome back to the world famous G Lou Show. I am G Lou. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Queen Jean. And we are back for another spill on the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays Radio. We got a guest as well. Before we do that, let me do this right here. Shout out to our sponsors again, you just heard. And let me bring in Queen Jean, because she is live on the air and she ain't feeling too well. So let me get Queen why I got her. What's up, Queen?
I know, right? Nevertheless, I'm here. Good evening, King G Lou. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Thank you.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. It's always good to be good, right?
Right, right, right. Right. What's going on in Queen Jean's world?
Oh, you know, I'm just chilling and trying to pray away some things and enjoying the raindrop that's hitting against my window pane. Hey, that was a song at one time, right?
Right, right, right.
I can't stand the rain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's it going,
it
the weather over there? You guys got
a lot of
storm.
Cool.
Like, it's cool?
It's up.
Okay.
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's cool. So far,
I
guess.
Okay, we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been raining all day and here with thunderstorms, so.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that,
yes.
You know, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Well, she's here, people. Check this out. What was I going to say? Shout out to Cousin Marcy, as you heard. Shout out to Hanks of the Gangster, the whole crew. Check us out also on Fridays and on Sundays, the G Lou Show. And check out Tweet Cadillac Show tomorrow night on 93.2 Tweet FM. He has a special guest. A lady that you don't want to miss. So check that out tomorrow night. That being said, we got a guest tonight. It's like family here, but he's a guest of the show. He got like a new name, you know what I mean? So some people may not know him by this name right here. He's pushing, but he got a lot of things going on. He just want to come through and chat with us. He made a move up to. Well, I ain't gonna put all his business out there, but he on the West Coast now. Made a big move. I let him talk about it, and he got some things going on. So I'm gonna bring back a guest of the show, but he's like family, the homie Straight Shooter, but he goes now by the name of Amari Torre. So let me bring in the homie. Good evening, sir. Hello. Straight.
Hey.
Oh, my bad, homie.
Yo,
can
you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there he is. Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah. Man. Peace and gratitude to my brother, G. Lou. Always an honor and salute to you, always, man. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And to my sister, the Nubian Queen, Jean, oh my goodness. Much love to you, as always. And whatever it is that got your spirit or your health, whatever you're feeling, like you're feeling right now, may I just pray that you be rejuvenated to full strength, full spirit, to get that spirit that I'm used to, man. So much love to you and the family.
Thank you. I say thank you. It's good to have you. It's good to hear your voice
as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Absolutely.
Hey, so Straight Shooter, check it out. Let's get into it. Let's cook. So first and foremost, let me ask you about the recent name change. Well, I don't think it's a name change. You kind of like P. Diddy. Not to compare you two, but, you know, Diddy changed the names up. I notice you do this every now and then because you've had a few different monikers, but they all have meaning and they mean something. So tell us about the new get down and name tag you got going on, bro, and what's that about?
Yeah, it's a direction that I'm going. I've actually been in it for a while, and I've had the name established since I made that spiritual realignment in 2009. So I ventured from AWOL to Ray, which I've had as a rap name, an artist name for a long time. And that's part of him is kind of dying off, you know?
Right.
And just coming more into my own, and but I'm just traveling like through another avenue. It's like I'm continuing to evolve while still being myself. And so we went to Amari Tarek, which my second oldest son, his name is, he has that name in his name as well. So Amari is something I definitely have represented throughout my life. I represent eternal, represent strength, represent courage, and it's like promised by God. So some kind of way I just feel like I've been connected through my people and through our people, through just attaching to the struggle, the pain, and the beauty of our people,
right,
man. And it's like that promise by God is like, it's like I'm attached to somebody's prayer, some ancestor of mine back in the days, whatever they were going through, it's like I'm attached to it some kind of way. And I'm not on no spooky shit at all. I just always been attached to seeing people. I hate seeing people not in their best light, man. I hate to see people downtrodden. So that's my passion. That's my mission. That's my work, man. And through music, through writing, through my work, professionally and non-profit, everything. That's the direction we are going, and that's where we are, bro.
So to be clear again, that the official meaning of the name is what?
It
kind of sums everything up, what you said.
Yeah, it translates among several languages. So, Hebrew is promised by God, our eternal, and strength and courage is like the Sanskrit language. Yeah.
Okay. But so I knew, I heard everything you said. I just wanted to be clear, just in case, you know, they know, okay, so what does it mean? Oh, you said a lot, but I heard everything you said, brother, for sure. You know what I mean? Amari Tarek, formerly known as Strength Shooter.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also, the Tarek meaning, I took that from my brother, Stokely Carmichael, who was later known as Kwame Ture. And I did the study and research on his name, and it was given by two African tribes. Can't remember the name right now, but it's like almost Swahili like. But Ture is a demon, a seeker of truth. And I think in life, we should always be students seeking truth and trying to better ourselves. So that's definitely a name that I adopted and stand in, you know?
Right. Dope, bro. But like I was saying, formerly known as Straight Shooter. So people that are maybe tuned into him or trying to tune in, or, you know, this is officially who he, you know, is or was. So some people, you know, just may not know out, and they can do their homework on the transition, right, and the evolution. And Straight Shooter, you have music out and different things out, like a book. Well, that's under B.I.L.E. Break down all the stuff you got prior to Amari Tarek, so the people can get caught up or just know the foundation.
Yes, sir. And don't get it twisted. It's still Straight Shooter forever, man. There's always Straight Shooter University. So
I thought you were Hollywood on me. Black Hollywood. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so artist name was A. Walter Ray. Had three albums out. The first one's called A Cultureless Culture. Second album is called Loyalty Over Greed. And the third album is called, appreciate it. That's the one that I got my first play on this show was Let Down the Windows. And the third one album is called Spiritual Drought. And the book world, the author world, my name has been B.I.L.E.
Right.
Another name. Right. But we're going to try to condense that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to break it down.
Yeah, because I know that's almost probably defeating the marketing mechanism when you keep making yourself new. People got to relearn you. So I probably got not been beneficial in that aspect. But B.I.L.E., as far as the author, I have two books published. First book, Point Blank, Perspective of a Straight Shooter. There goes Straight Shooter
that's
right there.
That's the one I got.
And the second one is called Raindrops to a River.
Yeah, I got that shit right here up on my shelf. But yeah, that's the one I got right there when I met the homie. I think we had already been talking or been in contact, but buddy sent me outside. Buddy, B.I.L.E. pulled up on me. You know what I mean? I think I was with with Flossie, huh? I don't know. And then B.I.L.E. pulled up on me. I was like the homie B.I.L.E. That was dope, man. And we got out and took a couple flicks and all that, and I got the book then. Dope book.
Yes, sir. been on ever since. Yep.
Yes, sir. That was dope. Yeah, Bialy pulled up on me. Like, what's happening now? What I was gonna say. Tell us about the current move that you've done, if you want to speak on that, because now you've made a whole new transition, breathing new air. You know, I know you're already familiar with the West Coast, but you made that move there, and where you moved to, if you want to speak on it, and what's that all about?
Yeah, definitely speak on it, bro. I returned to the West Coast for the first time. I ventured to North California. And I've only flown through California, NorCal, whatever they call it, but I only stopped in Oakland, was at the airport, and that was it. So now I'm up here, I'm in Sacramento.
You went all the way north.
Yeah. Man, what a ride, too. I tell you what, though, that ride from the south to the north, from L.A. to the north, but I mean, it's beautiful, man. I ain't never seen all the vineyards and all that, man.
Right.
So, it was a pretty ride. It was long, man. I'm gonna be flying to L.A., so I ain't driving.
Right.
God,
right.
But I've been praying for some opportunities, man. I've just been trialing with some tribulations a lot in the past year. But the way I see struggles and trials now, I embrace them. So you never really see me hurting or paying pain because I'm not one who's made to give excuses or seek sympathy. That ain't never been my thing. So you're going to see me muscle it out and get through the pain and the struggle. I had my beautiful, beautiful younger children with me for a while, man, and financially it was just tough and rough, man. We was in the dark several times. You know what I'm saying? Nothing been there before, but... I just put the prayers up and I asked God, and I said, man, look here, just... be your will, put me in a position where I can significantly increase my finances without selling my soul. Because there were times I made some calls to embark on some endeavors of the past where I would have put myself more at risk of being away from my children and my family. So I really didn't want to go that route. And I prayed hard, man, and through patience and perseverance be here, man. And my line of work has always been with helping people, improving the quality of life of people. I work with juveniles, people with mental health issues, things of that nature. And so, through the grace of God, I got that call. Man.
You like maniac? You ain't never. I'm surprised you ain't never the homie maniac. I don't know if you, but that's the thing. That's what the homie maniac does, right, Queen?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. He's got connected.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
But go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you good? Yeah, we're going to meet each other.
Go ahead, Queen.
Phone, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, listening to you and when you was explaining the definition of your names that you've had and how you stayed prayed up and in good faith and believing God's will. And that has been answered, and the line of work that you're in with working with juveniles, that's you. You know what I'm saying? You have a special spirit, as you said, you mentioned the ancestors. You have an ancestor that has been assigned to you. And it may be of your own kinship, and it can be from somewhere else, someone else's kinship. But an ancestor has been assigned to you. You know how they say some people or some things are attached to you, some people are attached to you, and some are assigned. You have an ancestor that is assigned to you that has been here doing what you have done, and you're just here to carry that torch for that ancestor. So that ancestor is within you, and that's why you went through the struggles that you went through, and look at where you are now. It's only going to go all the way up from here because of who you are and who lives within you. You know, the Most High lives within you, and the special ancestor that's been attached to you, assigned to you, lives within you. So you're only going to go all the way up, and all, like, you have me right now, all praise due. I used to just put all praise to the Most High, But now I put all praise due to the Most High, because that's more powerful and meaningful.
Yeah.
Because all praises are due to the Most High. And that's what's happening with you now. And you're giving praise even as you speak to us about what the Most High has done for you. You know, we all go through some struggles and trials and storms. But are you going to stay there? Are you going to stay faithful and move and just move? You know what I'm saying? If you stay out of the way and let the Most High and your do his or her thing, you're going to be where you need to be, where you're supposed to be. So, you know, salute to you. I have a lot of respect for you. I have a lot of admiration for you. I tell you this. You may hear me even speak about it sometimes. Just keep on doing what you're doing, because I'm not going to be on here long, so I want to give you your flowers, you know,
while I'm
here. And I'm still on that looking for people in SAC. I think I have some family up there. I'm going to check with my sister tomorrow. I really think my nephew lives out there, but I'm not truly sure. But I'll keep that, you know. But blessings to everything you got going on. It's already been touched. You just got to go and put your touch on it now, you know. Absolutely. And also working with the mental ill, because your mind is so strong. It takes a very special being to be able to work with the mentally ill, you know, mentally challenged. There's a lot of people that are mentally challenged. They just haven't been diagnosed yet, if you understand what I'm saying. So, yeah. So go on and do your thing, brother.
I appreciate it. You know what, Queen? You were saying something. I was in a spiritual war with myself, though. I tried to fight that spirit off of me. Like, I didn't like having that conscience. Like, I just really wish I was just more cold in certain situations.
Right.
I had to fight that. But I want to share this conversation me and you had a few weeks ago, because this is talking about the evolving process. I mean, you had a great conversation of a mutual interest, I put it like that. And you posted something about an evolved life requires balance. Sometimes you have to cut out one thing to find balance everywhere else. And I had to do some cutting. I had to trim the tree in a lot of places. This includes relatives, people I share kinship with, and blood and all that. People I have associated with and ties, but I had to do some cutting, because although their character didn't represent me, I want to make sure that I'm not in the same presence of another person's character where there's some great deficiencies. I don't want their character to bleed upon me. So I had to do some cutting. And I got love for them. I wish the best for them. Hope they get to where they need to be. However, where they are is weighing down on me. And I had to cut that tree and get them off my shoulders. I'm only carry those who reciprocate and give me love. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that conversation we had, truly.
Oh, I say, definitely. Yes, you do have to just, you know, you have to let go of things, even a car that you might want to hold on to because for whatever reason, you know, and people. And it just happens. That's what you have to do in life for your own peace of mind. You know, your own peace of mind. You don't wish no harm or no ugliness upon a person or a thing. You just want a peace of mind. And you have to balance. You have to balance. Right. You know, it's like a seesaw. You can't sit on a seesaw and balance. You, just, you know what I'm saying? It's just no way it's going to go. You can't sit on a seesaw and balance. It's going to tilt. You know, you got to, I don't know about when I was a kid and my sibling was on the other end of the seesaw that we would sit up there and we was balanced. We just wasn't just balanced. You feel me?
Right.
So, balance is very important in life and in every aspect of life. So you're very welcome. That was a great conversation you and I had. So,
Indeed.
Hey, straight. We're going to take a quick break. I know you have some music and stuff you wanted to play, to take through your journey or whatever, you know what I mean, through our break. So we'll play a couple jams right now that you had on that playlist. Homie, what you want to do?
Man, you got me like that. And I love some music, bro. So what's the first one? First one is Imagine. And after this, I have a children's book coming out, which I'll talk more about. And the first series of that book is called Imagine. So I want to do some Snoop and Dre, Imagine.
Yo, Doc, right. What up, my nigga? Snoop Dogg. This what it is, man. This record is so motherfucking gangster, man. I think it's time for me and you to just tone it down a bit. Come on.
Imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. Imagine it having action. Imagine how these niggas could be acting if we never got this shit cracking. Imagine life so hard, you can't imagine. It's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life from the yard, or trying to get that dollar on some shitty ass job. Imagine Biggie with his son. Imagine Pop getting called Pop by one. Imagine a mother struggling, dealing with a system that don't give a fuck about who shot her son. Imagine life where you can't win. When you get out the ghetto and go right to the pen. When you get out the pen, you go right to the gym. So if you get back to the streets, you go right back in. Imagine Russell still struggling. No Def Jam, just another nigga hustling. And ain't no rocks on them fellas, just rocks on them fellas, just trying to keep it bubbling. Imagine niggas just stuck. From the east to the west coast, everybody fucked up. I can't imagine no less, but it don't take imagination to know niggas been blessed with hip-hop.
Can you imagine being lit up by some hot shells? Imagine being tossed around and put in jail? Imagine life when you can't get from under. Imagine niggas at you when you done for. Remember how they asked you what you run for and treat you like a bitch when they kick you in your dick and take your shit. Reacting like they hate to see you gun-ho. But just imagine if the rabbit got the gun, no. But you already know. Imagine niggas in the LBC. Felt just like Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. And felt just like them niggas in the 213. Then imagine that's what's coming when you fucking with me. Imagine you was up on top of this shit. Imagine if the bitches could stay off this dick. I mean imagine we said fuck this shit. Imagine if my niggas got together and tore up this bitch, yeah. You can't imagine growing up in jail dumb. Happy just to be alive, watching all your people run. But you imagine growing up to sell you 50 million records worldwide or fucking off somebody's son. Imagine if these niggas never saw a color. Would it be peaceful in them streets where niggas kill each other? All the drunk fool get his pissed on balls. Keep fucking off my niggas, they gon' murder us all. Imagine that.
It's King MC, Thanks for tuning in to the G. Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays, hosted by G. Lou, our sponsor BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Much respect.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Snake Puppy from the old school LA Dream Team, and we in the house. Thanks for tuning in to G. Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays, hosted by G. Lou. Our sponsors BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism.
Yeah, yeah, we are back at it. Westside Wednesdays Radio Show, G. Lou with the lovely Miss Queen Jean, and we are back with our special guest, Straight Shooter, aka Amari Torre.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to ask you, how are you enjoying your stay in the sack so far? How's the sack been to Amari Toure so far?
That's cool, man. Just been getting to the business first, man. Just settling and establishing, you know, where I'm going to lay my head and all that. So got it on the way. Just getting established with this job. And Sacramento appears cool. It's, I ain't really dipped into the city yet. But we're going to see what it's about. I'll tell you one thing. They got a radio station up here. I follow these guys. I'm not going to shoot them a plug on here, but they doing their thing out here. It reminds me of the old school L.A. radio stations. They play like a lot of
that's songs. What's up. You can shout them out.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I think it's KDEE 97.5, I think, man. They be rocking, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to the SAC. Hey, also I want to ask you too, right, while I'm thinking about it, we're speaking about everything you do, from the music to, you know, the work that you do to even pretty much spoken word. You've been doing your little spoken word thing low-key too, right? And, you know, author. So what do you enjoy, which one do you enjoy the most, if any?
All of them, man. All of them come together in a balanced way. If you had to, well, I think putting a song together and being able to put some rhymes together in 16 bars and be able to tell a story, I think that's the most intriguing thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Story.
Okay. And you've been, like I've been saying, like low-key spoken word, because I've been seeing you speak a lot. You know, I try to put good words out there and all that, which is really spoken word. Do you see yourself doing that in the future, professionally?
Not really. All the songs I write really start off as spoken word poems or whatever, and they just develop into songs. But I don't see my. I've never been the one to go to the crowd where they kind of snapping their fingers and
right.
shit.
Like a motivational speaker.
Respectfully, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with it, but. I ain't never really been my crowd like that. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I was just trying to see what you know, what was up, because I be seeing you be doing your little low-key spoken word. I say, look at him. So I was just trying to ask what, you know, what was what. That's all, doggy. Yeah, I mean, Queen, you got anything for the homie, for the brother?
Oh, man, nothing Ali? For the brother. I mean, you know, I already said what I had to say to Brother Ali, and as you
brother
just stated,
Ali.
Yeah, his morning inspirations, they're very inspirational and powerful. You have to listen to each pronoun, noun, syllable, da-da-da, cross T. You have to listen to understand where the power of the message is coming from. Yeah, so it's always a powerful message. And, yeah, spoken word, you know, that's all going to come into fruition at the right time where you can do all of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just stay. You know, just continue to stay focused and most of all, staying solid as you are and genuine and humble. You know, just those things can carry you a long way.
Right. So, Thank you. Hey, G, you are focused on this morning. On your page, bro, some motivation, inspiration.
Yeah.
You said sometimes you don't get.
Yeah,
you don't get what you want
because you probably deserve better. You just don't know it because sometimes we sell ourselves short, or just expect maybe
that's
a little.
Part.
I don't know what it is, but sometimes God does that on purpose, you know, because you're supposed to get something better than that, you know.
Go ahead, straight shooter.
I'm sorry. The crazy thing about it is I think fear rises in the mind of most of us, if not many. Many, if not most of us. We talk the things we want, desire, and need, but we're in a comfort zone because we know how we get our check day to day right now. So we don't want to do anything to disrupt that. So we don't really engage in the potential of what could be because we're scared of walking into the unknown, scared of that X factor. Mm.
Preach,
you
brother,
got to
preach.
Lean on that faith, man. You got, and this move right here.
I'm in that boat as well. Sometimes I feel I preach, homie.
Yeah, we just talk
like,
about
when you sit
too,
in church.
You know,
yeah, exactly. I told you that. Yep.
Yeah. So that leap of faith, man. But it's think when that inclination grows so strong in you, like when I made this move, I knew I would be away from my baby, my children, from a great distance and other things. But I like, my spirit just still drove me forward. Like, nah, just do it.
Right.
Because it's so great coming out of this. And I do deserve better, man, respectfully, humbly. We deserve better than where we are right now.
You know? Right.
We got to take that step and go out there and get it, though.
Damn. Boy, you preaching on me. Amari Torre, Brother Torre is here tonight, y'all. Brother Torre, hey, Brother Torre, let's take another break and play some music, because it's West Side Wednesdays. You know what I mean? We gotta scrape the bumper a little bit, homie. So what we doing?
Come on. Oh man, I like one for the E40. I'm up in the north now, so let's do the E40. This is the life.
Yeah, you ain't far from Vallejo though. You ain't too far.
Nah. Right? I know. Yeah.
So, yo, check this out, y'all. We'll be right back.
They try to get at my broad, my bitch on some old double back, and I always had eyes for her type of shit. Ain't no telling this what really told Nels. Don't nothing surprise me or amaze me these days. It's crazy, I survived and made it through the sickest and toughest times, the 80s, the crack epidemic, hubberheads and drummers, smoking coke out of TV attenders and blood donors. When it was organized game, not organized lame. When niggas had real reasons to put some change on your brain. When we practically lived on I-5 on our way to La La Lane. To recap and re-up during the drought season. This beat tremble, thrive in the truck. I'm sitting in the car rolling a Vila blunt. Right hand on my thumb in case they think I'm a cunt. California didn't raise no pen. Touchdown on some real subjects, man. You know a lot of people going through this, man. Touchdown, man. We're trying to get our mortgage low. Y'all tell us to stop making payments. Black people been hoodwinked and bamboozled, denied a modifications. A set up for foreclosure and then y'all take it over. Now we sleeping in our car, man. That ain't kosher. They say we got to do better, so I'ma take it there. Take it there. Can't afford healthcare, but can afford hair.
Afford hair.
And a new pair of Jordans probably got two pairs. Designer rim, tires, and a spare. We got our priorities fucked up, but that's life. You in the books, I'm on the ass, shooting dice. Wanna move my kids up out the hood and spoil them rock. But in the suburbs, they got drugs like Roxycock. I got one foot in the pulpit, the other one on the block. One hand on the Bible, the other one on my Glock. I'm wondering how much time that guy got left on my clock.
Before
I'm chilling up a Thug Mansion with my partner Tupac.
All of the things people go through. folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things, guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. But still Andre got action, they swept like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine, thinking that you got that full time to do this. Have you shot up, thought you knew this? I'm crawling, no time for problems. Y'all in my back, watching my back, wetting them up like slits. Leaving them in they flesh of mud. The clock is ticking, niggas from my block is missing. I'm putting it down like it be hot before we all get shot. Got only so much time in this bastard. We to be claiming bro, but I be saying they procrastinating. Settling for less, better be ready when they roll up in your nest. And think one in your chest and you gone up out of here for good. Y'all be bobbing back and forth to let me know you understood. Yeah, what's up? Check me out, see, once in a while when niggas be trying to test me, I get frisky, grab a pint of golden whiskey, then they swing, but shit, they miss me, huh, I'm getting nice with them things, because I do like that, you heard me on the radio, and yes, my man, I'm true to that, I run my lyrics the way I wanna hear them, and shoot my dice against the brick the way I wanna flick them, niggas will ring around the roses, diamonds around my neck from flexing, but I'm running niggas over like a 94 Lexus Texas, 10 millimeters, count them nigga, fuck a 9, see, I added a millimeter for y'all niggas doing crimes and drive-by. Kiss your ass, bye-bye, sayonara suckers. I flip the script and turn the page, it's getting your motherfuckers. Be popping shots like them hoes, be popping cooties. And I still be spreading bullets like them freaks be spreading cooties. So look at niggas, I'm hunting Red October. I said my shit and ran my lyrics and now my verse is over. Nugget blunt box, it's empty, that's what the earth is dropping. It's simply marvelous, time is ticking. But some of the time when I be laying vocals in the dungeon, sing up and won't be smoking ounces like it ain't nothing. It ain't shit to take another hit, so hit it up the cannabis, sativa, weed, reefer, yeah, smoke shit. It's all they end it till they label me to see. So fire up another one and smoke out and fuck a world peace.
Sweet, it's gonna smoke out until we choke out like some merry men. Cowards I be burying, coming around my shop with that C nigga. You get nothing just like DJ do the cut and I be having your posse ducking. Nothing but king shit, I am asking, sucker, can you hang? That player with the pepper throwing salt off in your game. Sprinkle, sprinkle, motherfucker, don't be crying on me. That's something that's me in my chest until I'm chilling at peace.
Yeah,
like two fat hoes sitting off on cornflakes, dropping these things like french fries and high grease. Big yeah, get him out, PA Outcast, the J-O-Y. Just let y'all niggas know, forever pampered, never slipping. That's how it is, that's how it's gonna be. That's how it was in the past, that's how it's gonna be in the future, nigga. It's all day and all day, so what you wanna do with it? Bring that shit on, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Back at it, the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays Radio with G Lou, Queen Jean, special guest Amari Torre, and we got a caller.
on the bat line. Caller, hello.
I'm calling from the fourth turnstile in the Bronx. What's up, party people? It's Cousin Mercy. Hi, G-Lou. Queen, Cousin Gene. And the guest. I don't want to say his name incorrectly. It's Amari.
Right. I had to do that for a while. Like, I ain't really know how to say your name. So I just always call him Straight Shooter. That's straight to me. You know what I mean? He's going to be straight to me. But I got it now. Amari Torre.
Okay, Straight Shooter. Okay, got it. Hope I didn't miss too much. I heard Outkast, so I was like, there we go. But, yeah, hope y'all are having a great interview. Salute to Straight Shooter. And, I can't pose a question. You were so nice to ask me a question. Let me think of a good one with your, what you have doing now. Which I don't know anything, actually.
Just shoot it from the hip. Shoot it straight from the hip. Shoot it from the hip.
Shoot it straight from the hip. Okay, well, how did that maybe get you to the G-Lose family? That's the only question I could come up with.
Nothing about you, girl. Damn. My bad. But yeah, it's still a good question.
My
go ahead.
Apology.
It's all good.
I'm trying to see, I'm pretty sure like a social media, I probably saw ads to come on the, to listen to the West Side Wednesday. I'm not sure if I was following Queen Gene at the time. It was somebody of mutual interest.
Oh, yes. He was probably following Queen Gene. He was probably on yeah. Queen. They used to be all on Queen. See, I'm just clowning. Go ahead, bro.
So most of us get sucked in. Okay. I'm listening.
We had another mutual person that we knew. But, yeah, we used to all innocently, you know.
He was on me. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
I'm cloudy, y'all. Don't mind me. I had a
God.
Drink.
I think I was listening to the show, and I loved it. It's just like this grassroots, just authentic feel to it, which it still is. And I love it, man. And I just like shot a message to G. He played my song, Let Down My Window. He loved it. He gave me compliments on it. I've been riding with him ever since, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Well, that'll work. You passed the first phase of the orientation. I'm here as human resources, and we just want... No, I'm just kidding. No, that's awesome. I think that's how most of us probably got here. But, again, you know, just salute to you. I'm going to stay here and listen to you all. I did want to tap in, like I said. I knew you were going to be on. And just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll definitely be able to see you. I know I see you a lot in the chats, and, you know, that's all I could, you know, that's all I have to say.
Right,
I can't do a request. I know it's interview night, so. But y'all got some good stuff on your playlist. G-Lou over there singing, fam. You already got the Jay-Z, the song, Cry. Now you're on the What More Can I Say? I'm going to throw Faith to Black and give me some clips.
Shout out to
Let's
Cousin
stay
Marcy,
up and
man.
See y'all later, and I'm going to stay here on the backside.
All right, Cousin. Okay.
Peace, Cousin.
Love you.
So look.
That's Cousin Marcy, y'all. Go ahead, Queen.
Now I know what the B, Ali.
That's his name.
I ain't going to put it out there.
I thought that was your name, right?
I forgot about
it just
that.
Came, look, it just came that. To me as my cousin was speaking, and I was like, okay, I have the pleasure of knowing what the B is.
Okay.
So.
Uh-oh.
Government. I'm going to leave that right there. The government name. So that's what B. Ali is. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Straight Shooter.
Yes,
straight Shooter. Hey, so straight. What's up next
in the immediate future, man, that you have coming out under your different aliases, author, rapper, or not rap artist, or you know, what's going on, what you got coming up?
It's all going to be under Amari Toure, man. I'm just shooting the street just like that, man. But I got three albums on deck right now. They're all being mixed and mastered and engineered. I got the next album is going to be called Stand and Deliver.
Damn. That's hard.
Yeah.
Like that movie.
Yeah,
you seen that movie before?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite movies, man.
Okay,
yeah.
For sure. That's a hard-ass name, bro. Damn, that's dope.
Yeah, I'm here for Lanty. Stand and Deliver.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's
I got
dope
some
for
snippets,
that album.
I got some snippets of me and Bob, our elder, T. Rogers. I talked about it before. We had some things cooking up, and I want to share some of the conversation we had prior to his departure. Rest in peace, brother.
That's a deep brother, man.
Man.
Powerful.
Man.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Shout out to T. Rogers. Rest in peace.
True indeed. Yes, sir. Next album will be called Incense Burning, already recorded.
Mm.
And this is like one of the most intimate projects I've ever been on. It's a producing group out of Atlanta called Evolution Be Known. And we got together. They wanted to be like the sole producers of this album. So all their production is done by them. And they challenged me and I challenged them. My writing style, they shot me some tracks. And they wanted to take me out of my comfort zone. And I could write to anything. So I accepted the challenge and we made some beautiful songs on there. Y'all will be getting one of the singles real soon. And the next one is Oasis in the Sahara. This is a definitely new direction. Many of you heard one of the songs I dropped that's going to be on there. It's like a soft rock song. I've always been into alternative rock. I used to pull up in the hood playing Nirvana. So I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Goo Goo Dolls, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was always into that.
Right.
So I'm just taking a new direction where I'm writing some R&B, some soul, gospel, rock, whatever. And I'm not a singer like that, but I'm harmonizing the best I can. And hopefully my writing skills will give me the writing for many artists out here to express their thoughts. And also, by the grace of God, I think we just established something. Me and my brother G. Lou, I think we're going to be working on it. We got two songs already down, and that High Life is gonna be a classic, bro. So
you got it. So you got everything right.
Oh yeah. He's loving it too. Well, he's putting it together. So that's coming soon. Don't have a name for it yet. Me and D-Lo will be working on that soon. More so soon. I got my children's book coming out. It's called The Adventures of Mabelzini Mabelzoo. That was a crazy name, but the first book is called Imagine. And just to give a synopsis of this book, the primary character, Mabelzini Mabelzoo, is a young girl, elementary school girl, and she's just navigating through life, and she stumbles upon dilemmas, and she always attempts to seek answers. She goes to her parents to get advice. They give her advice. However, most of her answers come through her dreams. And we're going to solve a lot of problems through her dreams. And the first one's called Imagine. I feel like all of the women I have been involved with in my life have been violated in some kind of way, especially at a young age. When I say violated, they like there's molested rape. And this thing is bigger than we talk about, that we discuss, that we know about. It's a huge thing that we got to address and put some accountability measures on. I think many times in our family, we keep it to ourselves just for the sake of not sending big man or whoever to prison or whatever, for the sake of the pride of the family. Man, fuck that. It's time to put some accountability measures in place, particularly these little daughters of ours, these little nieces of ours, these little girls out here. And that's how our neighborhoods get better. We don't have a neighborhood, our community, with accountability measures, anything goes. And as you see with our neighborhood worldwide, Sacramento, Atlanta, L.A., Oakland, New York, Chicago, any city you want to name, small or big, the conditions of our neighborhood are the same. So we have no accountability measures. And so this first book deals with the matter of a little girl. She meets a young girl who happens to be going through some violating times. And she's seeking answers on how to deal with it. And that's the first book. So I'm ready for y'all to see that, man. I pat myself on the back for this one. I'm going to be called a hood Dr. Seuss. I put it in rhythmic form. And I'm better than Dr. Seuss. Y'all are going to love it. So that's what's coming.
That's what's up, bro. That's dope.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. I love all the titles for your projects. You know what I mean? All of them have pretty deep meaning. You know what I mean? And just dope titles, period, but have meaning behind them. You know what I mean? One can appreciate that. And just from your going over the albums and speaking about it, each of them seem different as well. Like, even with the titles, they obviously seem all different. Yeah. And like you said, with the production and everything just sounds like, you know, you're doing a lot of just experimental and just getting out of your comfort zone, like you said earlier. So I think that's dope.
Yeah.
And it makes people respect you more as an artist and as yourself, because you're obviously pushing yourself, you know what I mean, to do more as an artist. So I think that's dope, man. That's pretty dope.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Has the move for you affected anything, like you said, you got a lot of stuff coming up, projects, everything, has that affected anything, or is all that you working with that as well? Like, is that, you know what I mean, being that you have the new move, is that going to hold up anything, or have you with the music or other things you're trying to do?
It's going to expedite the process. Now I can finance better. It's all been a matter of financing your project, man. And when you ain't got that financial backing, we can have the best material in the world sitting in the studio, you ain't got the money to get that thing chopped up, engineered right, recorded,
right,
studio time, trying to produce and market it. It just takes time and money. You know, you got to invest in it financially. So if I can move at a faster rate. Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's positive. What's up.
Yes.
Right. And with that being said, too, we do got some music from you. We got something you want to play, right? A single? What you want to do, bro?
Yes, sir. Let me brace y'all, man. Listen, this is my first song for Oasis in the Sahara. I tell you, I love some rock music. This is my first soft rock song. And it's called Bird with a Clip Wing. It's definitely a song of overcoming me personally and others I know. But just imagine a bird with a clip wing going through the struggle of trying to fly. So Bird with a Clip Wing, Amari Tarik. There it is.
Let's go.
He knew the day would come that he would This is West Coast hip-hop pioneer General Jeff. Thanks for tuning in to the G. Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G. Lou. Our sponsors are BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM-ism. Yeah, boy!
Hey, man, we are back at it. West Side Wednesdays radio show, man. Hey, I ain't even going to tell you no bullshit. Amari Touré, that was pretty hard, man. That was pretty dope, man. Some different shit, man.
Yeah.
Man, that was dope, man. Wow.
Yes, it's very, very powerful. And, you know, that's a good entry way when you start working with the juvies. Like mm-hmm. this. Whatever, if like you guys are in a room, mm-hmm. you should play that and just yeah. watch how they get captivated by it and mm. just look at each one of their expressions as they're listening to it, because they're going to be some expressions, because right. that's a powerful song, a bird with a right. tipped wing. You're going to take people back, because I was going back memories, just thinking back.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah. Absolutely, very powerful. That's
yeah.
very powerful. So yeah, them juvies need to hear that, because, and that's just a way of letting people know that you're not alone. We've all had clipped wings.
Man.
We've all had clipped wings. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Even beyond juveniles, imagine how many older adults there are who just never lived their dream out. I just never mm-hmm. enjoyed life. They're stuck with a mental clipped wing, you know. This song, man, I wrote it, and it's been holding on to it. I'm proud of it, man, because, again, I'm attached to people, and I'm attached to the struggle, and I hate seeing so many people not living their fullest potential. I hate to see that. And if
yeah, when you
I could
said,
do anything about it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
When you said imagine the adults, the what immediately came to my mind when you said that are homeless people.
Yeah.
That's what came to my mind when you said that, just, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is yeah. a very powerful powerful message in it. That's what it is. But everything that you do has a message in it. When you were speaking about the book and about molestation and being raped and how
mm-hmm.
accountability, just back in the day, like in my childhood
yeah.
days, that definitely mm-hmm. was a hush. There was
yeah.
no accountability. Now, just think if accountability was there. There would have been so many fathers removed from the home, so
yeah.
many grandfathers removed, so many uncles, so many, you know, back in my days, in the 50s and the 60s, because
yeah.
it was so much of that going on in the homes, and there was no accountability. It was not even to be spoken of, you know.
Right.
So yeah, that's going to be pretty deep. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
we got to.
Yeah, you better not even. Yeah. So another, you know. That's going to say it. You got that ancestor attached to you, assigned. Yeah, bringing it out.
Yeah. Going back to some of the other things I have going on. I'm just honored to be here in Sacktown. I feel the market here. The reason I left Atlanta, the city I was in, G may know something about this, man. Atlanta, what drew me to Atlanta, the energy is not there, for me at least. I'm not saying it doesn't have beautiful things going on and great attributes. To me, the energy, like when you play Crumbling Herb, my eyes were closed, man. I'm just vibing to the music, because I remember that energy when Outkast came out. Although, yeah, Freaknik drew a lot of us there. It was like that sugar, that bait that drew us there. But you saw that black nucleus of energy, like black ace colleges, students, black doctors, black lawyers. You just saw this black success. And it was like everybody coming from everywhere. But the energy that was, to me, is not there no more. So it's kind of saturated in one thing right now, and I ain't feeling that. So I think the market here is better for me anyway with my work. I have a nonprofit that I want to reestablish here. That's called the This Ability Program, and it's spelled THIS, This Ability. And just like the bird with the clipped wing, many people could look at the bird and say it has a disability. But with those who have a disability, whether it be financial, poverty, hardship, physical, mental, I wanna break away and find that ability, this ability that that person has to overcome that barrier. And so I'm about to get that certified out here with the state of California, get my LLC back popping out here. I'm about to make some moves, man. So I'm happy. I'm rolling. Full steam ahead. So, yep.
There it is. That's all that matters, man, is you happy. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, and I know, like I said, with all the things you spoke about and the drive you have, I'm sure you're going to make some great things happen and do some great things as well, man. So, yeah, we'll be here cheering you on, brother, and I'm sure we'll hear about it because you family. You know what I mean? You always tapped in. You got a lot going on, though. What'd you say, Queen?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said something. My bad. Okay, so we got Amari Torre here. You know what I mean? The straight shooter. Let's get back to some more jams. You got a cold playlist, man. Let's bang out a little something.
Man, I want to go to
Hold on. Right quick. My bad. My bad. Before I continue on, man, let me go to the phone lines, though. I got a special caller on the line. I'm tripping. Caller, hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Howdy ho. What's going on, y'all?
Howdy.
Good evening, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen,
crack.
Queens and kings, peasants and poop butts, whoever listening throughout the world. what a hell of a show tonight, sir. Super respect to you, man. I didn't know you was that deep. I know we briefly spoke on some things, and the depth was there, but damn, man, that song really was powerful. And
I appreciate it, bro.
You need to tell me what kind of cigar you smoke, because I got to get you one. You know, big ups, man, congrats. Just let me know what the brand is, and, I got to give props where it's due, sir.
Man, congratulations.
He ain't even far from you now, Tweet.
I know. I'm in Rosa, and I'm straight shooting, so shit, I think I'm about, what, maybe an hour from you?
Hour, if that.
If that, yep. Well, we're going to have to touch bases with happy faces. We're going to have to touch bases with happy faces.
I appreciate that.
No problem,
hey, Tweet,
sir, man. Yes, sir.
That interview you did, we did just 50 year hip hop, and you took us down your journey, your music, man. You were saying some key things. So as you heard, Bird with a Clear Wing is a new avenue for me. And through your interview, I was listening to you, and you were talking about how you wasn't scared or fearful to walk down avenues that everybody else wasn't going. It was easy to do the DJ Quick gangster, you know, the G-Funk, whatever, music. But you took other routes and explored other routes, and I appreciate what you were talking about, man.
Wow, thank you, sir, because it really mattered. And then when you look back at your body of work, you could say, shit, even if I never went platinum, I'll put out some monumental music. Feel me?
Right.
So, man, that's beautiful, man. You got to be able to get up out your own skin. Feel me? Like Kevin Samuels used to say, when you get up in the morning, fresh face out the shower, and you look into the mirror, you better like who you see. Feel me? Because if you love who you see, imagine what you could be. Ha. For real, man.
Mm-hmm.
Going on, sir. You already got the blueprint. All you got to do is formulate the plan. You already did that. Now all you got to do is execute it. And you ain't got to take three-pointers. You could just do layups, just layup after layup. You the layup king. Just keep doing layups. You ain't got to do
just
no
put
three-pointers.
Points on the board.
If that's all you got to do consistently every game, you're putting points on the board. Then after a while, the money's going to come. The notoriety is going to come. As long as you all ain't on tickety-tock, you'd be all right. Don't do no dumb shit.
Nah,
you're going to be all right. And you're going to be all right. You know, man, I learned something recently, too, that I thought was kind of provocative. Kareem said he always wondered why nobody ever attempted to do the skyhook. And he said it was such an easy shot to perfect. He just wanted something that he knew that no one could defend. And when he figured it out, he implemented it, and nobody could stop it. And it was his staple. It was his brand name. And he wondered, he said, as simple as it was, I've never seen no other player really attempt that. Maybe if the play didn't broke down and he ain't got a last resort. But he said he used it as a strategy. And if you think about it, ain't another player ever did that.
They haven't.
And the game was right there. But he stepped out the box. So we all basically have, man, everybody that's in this conglomerate that's comprised of the G-Lu show, everybody got, man, characteristics of greatness, man. We all do, collectively. You know, from Apple Pie, Queen Jean, just everybody, Maniac, man, everybody, man, Digital West. It's a fucking conglomerate if you really think about it.
Right.
If you really think about it. Man, shit. Suppose we had $2 million behind us just alone.
Man.
Everybody could shine.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel me? We can come out like how fucking Master P and him did it. It just takes money. That's a basically that's all it takes. Because the talent is already formulated. It's there. You know what I'm saying? It just has to get to the masses.
Right, right.
Man,
exactly. And marketing and promoting.
I don't want to keep talking. I don't want to keep talking, no. I want to hear some music. Because, oh, man,
goddamn
it, today. Look, man, I got to say this. I got to say this one more thing. My bad. Some funny shit.
Go ahead.
The Beyonce concert is in the Bay, right?
Right.
And they did, like, a little aerial view. And all you see is all different flavor, color, hairstyles. It looked like the, man, what do you call that shit? A pride parade. And bitches twerking in line. And they talk about, man, a comedian said, he said, man, today was 100 degrees, right, in Santa Rosa. He said, it's probably, man, he said the air smelled like lace front hair glue.
Wow.
I thought that was funny as fuck. But anyway, man, that's just some yay area news.
Right, right. Shout out to the yay. Shout out to Tweet Cadillac. Tune in tomorrow night, 7 p.m. The After 6 Cruise Mix. A special guest will be on the show. Who's the special guest?
Carmen Jordan. She wants to return. She has some entrepreneurial tips, just some motivating words that could increase your income, increase your spirituality, just make you a better overall person. So we're going to, you know, get our pencils and papers together and see what we can learn tomorrow.
Right. There it is. Y'all tune in tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, 93.2 Tweet FM Ism. Thank you, sir.
Peace.
Hey,
Mr. Torre, what we got next on that playlist, bro?
Man, I don't know if he has time to pull it, man. I know that's not your message. I was trying to see if we could play the song you first played when I first came on here, man. It's down my window.
Oh, yeah, I just got your text. I'm going to have to give me a minute on that to
okay. Well,
try to pull it up. Yeah.
Well, look, nothing wrong with going to Nipsey. I think it's the most artistic song, one of the most artistic songs by Nipsey, Take Days Off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. That's one of my favorites, too, with the homie Quincy White, a.k.a. Dub.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Nip. Let's do it like this right here. No Days Off. Off the Marathon album. No, the Crenshaw album.
Oh, Look, all that stress on my brain, right? Poker face, I'm in the game, right? Need a week to think, maybe 8 nights. To put Promethazine in a straight flight. Let me cut on my phone, let me get in my zone. Let me center myself, just leave a nigga alone. I'll be back in a few, got some rapping to do. Got some stacking still running, got some laughing to do. Jokes to the side, nigga know that they ain't fucking with the flow I provide. Y'all, notice how I started, now the flow has evolved. And me and Rallo styles like Wade and LeBron. And it's all money in and your bros is in charge. Hoes and Minaj for the bros card blind. Send them out of town sweets cause they know we the one. Equity nigga what I've chosen of course. No 360s, clothing and tour. When I do drop I'ma blow past niggas. And I toe tag niggas like I told them before. Got flow, got horse. Got dope, get more. Fuck mine, get yours. And the show just started, nigga hold your applause. Try to get to my spot. Look, you gotta go up floors. I put the six on stop, I was running through tires like chicks on tour. And if I'm at the game, you can bet your bottom dollar that I sit on floor. And if I'm at the fight, you can bet your bottom dollar sweat hit my whore.
Won't take no loss, won't take days off. We go so hard, until we fall. Won't take no loss, won't take days off. We go so hard, until we fall. A nigga used to dream, my reality's a dream now. Nigga used to dream, my reality a dream now. I'm living out my dreams now. Living out my dreams now, now, now.
Sitting in the trap like damn, trying to turn a couple grams to a couple hundred grand. I grew up in the town, they don't make it out up. If you black, you don't live to see a man. You seen 21, you the one the lottery. Talking friends, where the streets stand. Took a lot from me, I washed up from a robbery. Now your name, 465-7239, be safe property. Damn. You had a dream, now you living out a nightmare. You almost met a little nigga, you was right there. Now your release date is in another light year. Yeah, and it's quite clear. All you needed was a little bit of guidance. And your household, it was just silence. You was your own mother and your father. How the hell you supposed to know what to do when nobody showed you the ropes? All they showed you was pistols and dope. Game flags in the land with no hope. Wherever you fit a hat, mean a different hood. Make it out and they still want you in the hood. Your own homies don't want you living good. Niggas for themselves, get it understood. It's just a playground full of mood swings. Die for the color of your shoestrings. Wish they had a different way to view things. You either had a rap book or had a hoop dream. From El Segundo to Slauson. Me and Nick from Young Bosses. Never taking no losses. Check the garments, nigga, life marvelous.
Won't take no loss. Won't take days off. We go so hard. Until we fall. Won't take no loss. Won't take days off. We go so hard until we fall. A nigga used to dream, my reality's a dream now. Nigga used to dream, my reality's a dream now. I'm living out my dreams now. Living out my dreams now, now, now.
Yeah, yay. That's the homie Nipsey, rest in peace. And before we continue, we're back with the homie Straight Shooter, a.k.a. Amari Toure. And he had another, tell us what you wanted to bang first. You wanted to hit him with a throwback, right?
Yeah, man. This is the first song I got love from my homie G-Lo. Song called Let Down My Window, produced by Steve Chase, featuring the homie Mac D's. He's from the Bay Area. And a sister by the name of Christy Clark has a beautiful voice. That is.
Where can they find this at?
Oh, I'm tripping, man. Yeah, it's the Loyalty Over Greed album. So under my former name, AWOL Toure, the album is Loyalty Over Greed. YouTube, every music platform.
Yeah, yeah, there it is, and here it is.
Convince a dead man like nutso. Old school rusted out so we 50. Travel throughout the city like we some 50. I'm on the rim with the God, high on contact. Double up, only profit like some hypocrites, so fuck the shit they do say. These niggas wishy washy flipping like some flapjacks. If they get the bumpy gun, make them bag back. Coming live and direct to you in real time. Penetrate the tissues over so I feel fine. Fresh out the book, natural gray, pure ray. Signing off, definition A2A.
Windows down, we in the town that can't hide the beat. 5 miles an hour, so everybody see you. Slow motion is established, we magic for the people. 212, knocking hard, sinking deep into your soul. Keep releasing greasy heat, freak the speakers till they cold. We turned up, creeping through, going live on the ground, blowing up. Social media posting pictures with my fam, not the average everyday. Mumble rappers on the scene, we dedicated MCs from hip hop, you know what I mean? So, peep the lingo, pick up this new single. Set it as your ringtone, your chains and your rings on. A hot sunny day as we cruising through the area, watching what's ahead of ya. Life is getting better, bruh. Eyes on the prize, pay attention all around. Rest in peace, a nightmare. I'm pouring liquor on the ground. Let the windows down.
I'm giving it now, brother. You know what I mean? That's a banger. Nice, nice. I love that.
Wait
flow
till
you
hear that
got
highlight,
bro.
Wait,
yeah, the
highlight
of the guitar.
Tweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's dope. And props to you. I ain't even going to speak on the whole get down, but, you know, you even to push me to do that, what you did. I never done that, and it was, like, funny, man. But I'm like, let me, you know, like you just said, step out a minute. You know what I mean? And that was dope. Really how you constructed the whole joint. You know, I felt like you was really like, I was like, wow. How you was, you know, so props to you on that, bro. Real
thank
feel.
You, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's Westside Wednesday. We just in the mix right now, so let's just keep on scraping the bumper, homie, and taking a ride, as Floss would say. What we got next on the playlist?
Oh, man.
I think Queen
would
sleep on
it. Yeah.
You said what?
I am not asleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just messing with you. What you got, Drake?
Pay homage and salute to all the dead homies out there. Rest in peace, Skeeto.
Oh,
rest in peace, too. Skeeto, all our people. I know Queen lost some people recently. It's all our fallen soldiers, man. So I want to hear some Ice Cube dead homies.
Man, let's do it. Let's go.
Up early in the morning, dressed in black.
Thank you.
Don't ask why, cause I'm down in a suit and tie. They killed the homie that I went to school with.
Damn.
I tell you, life ain't shit to fool with. Still hear the screams from his mother. Why my nigga lay dead in the gutter? Yeah.
on my temple. Why is that the only time black folks get to ride in a limo? It makes me so mad I wanna get my sword and have some body talk. But no, I pay my respect and I'm through. Hug my crew,
what up,
and maybe shed a tear or two. Then I wanna get lit, grab my 40 and then I reminisce about a brother who had to be the one and only. So I dedicate this to my dead homie. Another homie got murdered on a shakedown.
Damn,
now his mother's at the funeral, having a nervous breakdown. Two shots hit him in the face when they flashed. A framed picture and a closed casket. A single file line about 50 cars along, all driving slow with their lights on. He got a lot of flowers and a big wreath. What good is that when you're 6 feet deep? I look at that shit and gotta think to myself and thank God for my health. Cause nobody really ever knows when it's gonna be they family on the front row. So I take everything slow, go with the flow. Shut my motherfucking mouth if I don't know. Cause that's what the pops told. But I wish he could've said it to my dead homie. I remember, we painted our names on the wall for fun. Now it's rest in peace after everyone, except me. But I ain't the one in the front, seems like I'm viewing a body every other month. Plus, I knew him when he was yay big, pour a beer on the curb before I take a swig. But something ain't right when it's a tragedy, that's the only time that the family's tight. Loving each other in a caring mood. There's lots of people and lots of food. They say be strong and you're trying. How strong can you be when you see your pops crying? So that's why Ice Cube's dressed up, because the city is so fucking messed up and everybody's so phony. Take a little time to think about your dead home.
Realize you can only run the streets so long, then the streets
run you into the ground and gone. Kinda rough trying to teach you what's right from wrong. Same different day, it's the same old song. If the time ever comes that I meet my match, get control of my assets, starting from scratch. Take care of your mother, keep yourself on track. Just cause niggas get behind you don't mean they got your back. Beware of the serpent, it's the time in life. Like some go a strike and try to make you lose sight. Don't be a fake mother, trying to keep real. Still possessed with idle threats with no guts to kill. Son, if you ever pull, then use it. If you got a chance to walk away, then do it. Total domination takes full concentration. In all situations, a solid foundation. Of a new generation. I remember hospital hallway pacing. I was anxious to see your face shine, only to find that yours look like mine. So it's like I'm living twice at the exact same time. This life you can't press stop and press rewind. Gotta live to the fullest, never follow behind. No man, have your own plan, expand your mind. Ain't no paper thin game to raise wannabe thugs. This is nothing but love, be a satellite mug. Take heed when it's your turn to bring new life. Make sure it's the woman you gon' make your wife. Be prepared for the worst, but expect the best. No matter where life takes you, come home to the west. Survival takes more than just acting thug. That's worse to live by, from a father to a son. Foundation. Foundation. Yes, yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Westside Wednesdays. You know, get my drink on. It's only right. Damn. Oh, I'm tripping. Pour some out for the homie. Rest in peace, Kalani. Yeah. It goes down. Yeah. It goes down. It goes down. It goes down. I thought you knew it went down. Believe that.
I rock the saucy sipping VSOP and Hennessy and foam cups. Motorola flips with illegal chips. Dipped in like Tila while everybody mama collecting money from FEMA. 5 series FEMA, 189 horsepower. I like bitches with dimples and nipples the size of silver dollars. Rolling 3 deep in Eddie Bauer, choking out LAPD Rottweilers like Chihuahuas. All day, every day. In Southern California where the dogs in the rip stay. And nowadays fools don't know how to act, cause we all wanna be Tony Montana. Matter of fact, give me 5, we got that.
Give me 25.
We got a burden, profit is made. So while the homie cut cabbie with the razor blade, I rock beats without baking soda. And money gets washed, it's only illegal if you get caught. Thought you knew, cause the DEA do it too. Keep separate books for the internal revenue. Capitalism is pimps and hoes. In 96, I suppose anything. Big bank, take little bank,
anything.
Legal or illegal,
however you make your cash flow.
Big bank, take little bank,
anything.
Legal or illegal,
however you make your cash flow.
All you pH balance, dirty Macs need the KG. I'd rather be a dope MC than a broke OG. I get manicures to keep my cuticle suitable. Player, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I got a pocket full of C-notes and food stamps. Just big bills and free meals, baby, so land. Cause jealousy gets you burned like bad terms. If you live, you learn. I spit game like Chick Hearns to women with measurements of 38, 24, 36 with DSL. But money talks like
ESL.
In the game of Monopoly, if you don't pass go, then go directly to jail. Cause I've seen fools that struggle and turn their own self into the po-po. And keeps the humble up their culos. Selling $10 J's right up under the man's nose.
nigga, anything go. Big bank take little bank, anything go. Legal or illegal, however you make your cash flow. Big bank take little bank, anything go. Legal or illegal, however you make your cash flow. One for the money, two for the show, three for the ladies, but all they wanted was one. It's one for the money, two for the show, three for the ladies, but all they wanted was one. Niggas got stripes like Tony the Tiger, but niggas got stripes like Oral Hershiser. So look alive, inflation rise like geese, SNL scandal stole millions. But we need more police to take back our streets, it's drama. We all know that one time be extorting them big ballers, getting extradited with warrants in three states, overcrowded prisons hoping the DA dropped the case. So I ain't forgot about the homie Kevin. He pled no contest and got stretched till 97. This most of little dags hold tight. I know I seldom shoot kites, but I be trying to get my pockets right. My ideal real is Big Willie pouring out Don P for the dead homies with bitches splitting Philly. Call it in, call it loot, grill a cream, green flow of dough. But to get more, nigga, anything go. Big bank take little bank, anything go. Legal or illegal, but you make your cash flow. Big bank take little bank, anything go. Legal or illegal, but you make your cash flow. Big bank take little bank, anything go. Legal or illegal, but you make your cash flow. Big bank take little bank, anything go. Legal or illegal, but you make your cash flow.
It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Good time.
It goes one for the money, two for the show, three for the ladies, but all they wanted was one. One for the money, two for the show, three for
That's that classic Razz cast right there. Shout out to the homies in Carson over there, man. Let me do this right here. Scarface,
dude,
another classic off the Amari Playlist.
Soul on the cut, make our ends meet. Fuck broke, it ain't an option, penitentiary. Or the grave is the only way we fall back. Do our time, ATW, to crawl back. To them streets where we come from, toward life. Look alive, little niggas better walk right. Real with it, quick trigger finger gun play. I only know how to deal with these niggas one way. And someday I swear to God I'ma change that. But I can't, cause some evil demons came back. And when I'm high, y'all, I can't explain what it feels like wishing I could die and just in the pain. Man, I've been a loyal dude, and you can trust that. But loyalty versus greed equals fuck that. I need to talk, but it ain't no one to listen. Lost inside a mental exorcism.
I wish you.
A dream, feeling all good. Pray for better days ahead, but what was y'all doing? Lost, stuck in a standstill, waiting for a handout. Hustling for 10 issue paper, never planned out. My sister tripping, got my grandmother stressing, cause she's only 17, and she's already pregnant. Another segment of them ghetto soap operas. BG's is tripping, ain't nothing left to stop them. Uncle in jail, daddy dead, and they mamas. Can't teach them how to be men, grow up being followers. The streets swallow them, let life overpower them. Then off to the pen where them old heads devour them. Crash tested, a dummy high volume. Only God can judge, but y'all niggas is comical. 90% of our future's off in prison. Prescription for my mental exorcism. Listen.
Sometimes I close my eyes, trying to hide from the pain. Things in my past to catch you not fast. Beyond the gray clouds.
Another kid killed in cold blood. My mother's heart broke. Family cried on the first pew. My heart spoke. Hurtful words I would never dare speak in the house of the Lord. Still I'm in the devil's reach. I don't want to hear the preacher preach. That shit a lie. Plus he knowing how that evil be. But who am I to judge a man when I see him try? Fox News trying to justify him. It ain't no way that you can clarify. In cold blood, a little homie's dying. Another sign of the times, but it's terrifying. But you can
killers off, have us outlined in chalk. Get arrested, go to jail, go to court and get the fuck off. That shit is fucked off, we worry about the money lost. While the Klan's about to light another cross. I ain't denying it, I speak from intuition. Exhausted from my mental lexus, with wisdom.
Sometimes I close my eyes, trying to hide from the pain. Things in my past are catching my fast. We're living life against the grain. Just one time, just wanna clear my mind. Silence seems so loud. If I could, I would fly away and live my life beyond the gray clouds.
West Side Wednesdays with my partner D-Lou, Red and Blue, keeping it true, Black Fist in the Air, this is my partner right here. Y'all turn in, tune in to him every Wednesday for whatever he got going on, special guests, good music, unreleased music, or previously released music, G-Lou, West Side Wednesday. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace to the homie Red Rum. And we are back at it, man, of the G-Lou Show. G-Lou, Queen Jean, with our special guest, Amari Toure. We got a couple minutes left, so we just want to close it out with some great words. And shout out to Scarface, man. Jesus.
Man.
Face yeah. is a problem, man. Cool.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah.
Happy early right, birthday to.
Oh, go ahead, Michael Jackson. Just how could I forget, happy. Queen?
Right, how, Michael how Jackson. And what?
Pop me upside my head like they that. Used to do. Pop me across the back of my head. Shout out to Michael Jackson. Happy birthday.
Bang. And yeah. Robin Harris, the legendary comedian.
Robin
I didn't know that. I'm slipping. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Shout out to Robin Harris.
Yeah, that's family. That's my cousin. My cousin was married to him actually when he died. Yeah, she was like six. She was 6 months pregnant, and she was on her way back home from attending his show in Chicago when she heard the news, and I called her, and she was on the airplane, and she said, "Yeah, it's true." She said, "I just left him." And I was like, wow. So his junior makes music. It's Robin Harris Jr. You can follow him on Instagram and Facebook as well. He's also been in the studio. And I was listening to a clip from House Party when he said, "Yeah, man, I got a son. He thinks he a rapper and shit." And I started laughing because that's just what his son does. But Robin Jr. never met his dad because his mother was pregnant. Mm. So he never met his dad. But, yeah, shout out to the Harris family. They have a heart foundation because, you know, he had that heart attack. So, yeah, happy heavenly birthday to Robin. He would have been 70 years old today. 70.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Robin. Shout out to Robin Harris. Happy birthday.
And anybody else celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday as well. They say it's that Virgo season, so it's time to
Virgo.
Shut it down. So, yeah. Hey, B. Ali, it was a pleasure hanging out with you. I thought I was going to be hanging up at 11 o'clock, but I just couldn't hang up. So I was so intrigued and just wanted to hear more and more, even with the music and everything. So I have your music in my playlist, and I have your book. So, yeah, shout out. You guys go follow him. On IG, Amari Toure. Did I say it right?
That's
that Toure. Handle.
Toure.
That's the handle.
Toure, right? Is it Toure
Toure? Toure, however you want to pronounce it.
Oh, it is Toure. I was saying Toure. Well, I'm glad you corrected me. I always be having it wrong. Remember, I used to call Ellie or something else, and y'all corrected me, so I had it wrong. I was saying Toure. So thank you, Queen. It's Toure.
Yeah.
It's all good. I had to practice it myself, so I got it. You know,
I broke
it comes with practice.
Shout out to
Can I just go ahead and leave the people with this because the week.
What do you say? Because I got to go, y'all. Like I told y'all.
Yeah.
I supposed to have been out of here. I got to go. Go ahead, Queen.
And it's our last Wednesday of August. So take this with you. You only have control over three things in your life: the thoughts you think, the images you visualize, and the actions you take. How you use these three things determines everything you experience. Note to self. I hope someone can use that information. Peace and love to everybody. Peace to you, B. Ali, and
thank you,
blessings to your prosperity and your new chapter and journey in life now. Peace to you as well, King G. Lu, and peace and love to everyone out there. Ashe.
Ashe. That's Queen Jean, y'all. Amari Toure.
Yes, sir.
Take us out of here, man, with some great words, man, that people can take with them, man, and digest. You know what I mean? For the evening and the week.
Well, I just say, with my new project, new album is about to drop called Stand and Deliver. One thing I do know, in order to stand and deliver, one must sit and receive. Quite often we see so many people that claim to be leaders. Got too many leaders out here claiming to be leaders. They never sat and received this thing. They're just out here leading the people to death, debauchery, and just craziness. But I just say, let's hold ourselves accountable. Be loyal to ourselves. Be loyal to our family. Be loyal to our community, our nation, our universe. And it'll be loyal to us. If we want to get different results, we got to do different things. That our doorstep, let's do it. That's it.
That's what's happening, homie. That was tight, bro. That was deep. That was deep. Deeper than Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I let you come behind Queen. I know you was going to come with it. You know, I don't have anything to come behind it. I'm just going to tell everyone, man, live every day to the fullest. Make it count. And this is Wednesday, so we'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same place. But that'll be 7 days. And like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. So take
that's
that,
right.
Put it wherever you want to put it at, okay? The G-Lu Show,
that's right.
Worldwide West Side Wednesdays radio show. Shout out to our special guest, Amari Toure. Go follow him right now. Amari Toure,
appreciate
spelled the same way on IG. Go ahead, brother.
Appreciate it, homie. What's love?
Oh, I thought you said something. Okay, yeah. So with that being said, we out of here. Shout out to Queen Jean. Thank you, Queen. Shout out to our sponsors. And make sure you check out Tweet Cadillac tomorrow night, 93.3 Tweet FM ism. And shout out to the Reverend Ali out there, too. I see you, baby. And all our loved ones, we love y'all. Until next time, peace, love, and soul. Yay, yay.
Peace.